He's doing a really good job. He's fighting hard. He's fighting on a lot of fronts. He's helping with regard to the Russia-Ukraine catastrophe. And his words of wisdom mean a lot. And we've been friends for a long time now, really, from the first term on. And I appreciate you being here. It's really nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm very happy to have the opportunity to exchange with President Trump and our teams. And indeed, we have a lot of things to do together, and especially fix the crazy wars we have. And I just saw the message you issued after your meeting with the President Zelensky, yeah. And I think this is a very right one. I mean, if we back concretely Ukraine in this situation, given the Russian economy is suffering, I mean, there is this opportunity of a good future.
It is.
So we will back it.
I think so. They're very enthusiastic in a lot of ways. It's been a terrible war. It should have ended. And Russia should have stopped it. But they've been 3.5 years, and they've gotten not so far. So we'll see what happens. But the other side can fight, too. And they've proven that. Maybe it could be that Russia is a paper tiger. I don't know what they are, but 3.5 years of fighting and killing everybody, of killing 7,000 people a week for nothing. So it's a very sad situation. But most of you have seen the recent statement I put out a little while ago, and I'm glad you got it. But I feel that way. I really do feel that way. Let them get their land back.
Yep.
So we'll see how it all works out. And in the meantime, I hear France is doing well, and you're doing well. And he's been my friend, and we've gotten along on just about every subject there is to get along with, other than on occasion, wine. I say, wouldn't you like to pay a couple of dollars to put the wine into America? But we've always treated you good, right?
The creation of Palestine is a gift to Hamas.
Well, I think it honors Hamas, and you can't do that because of October 7th. You just can't do that. But we want our hostages back, and we don't want them back in, you know, ones and twos and take the next 2 years to do it. We were the ones that got the hostages back. And I always said, I told Steve, I told Marco, I was always saying the last hostages are going to be the toughest ones. But you can't honor them by doing anything like you suggest. All you can do is say, we want our hostages back, and we want the war to end. We're going to want it to end.
Why yesterday 11 countries did recognize Palestine? It was not a decision taken like that, neither by UK, nor by Canada, nor by France. It's just a big change. Nobody, President Trump is totally right. Nobody forgets the 7th of October. I went there a few days after, taking families in my hands, and it's... We experience all together these horrific attacks. And by the way, we lost a lot of French people in these terrorist attacks. But after almost 2 years of war, what is the result? Once again, they killed the top leaders of Hamas. It works. This is a great achievement. But at the same time, you have as many Hamas fighters as you had the first day. So it doesn't work to dismantle the Hamas. This is not the right way to proceed. So we need a full-fledged process, and we worked very hard on the day after, and I totally share the sequencing. The release of all hostages, the ceasefire, resume of humanitarian aid. The day after in Gaza to stabilize the land. And we need a political perspective, and this is why we took this decision on recognition.